we see that President Vladimir Putin is going to start his state visit to China. And do you want to make a prediction about the outcome of this visit and also the future about the China-Russia relations?
Michal, welcome to Moscow. I think that in diplomacy, there are many things that have symbolic meaning. And this time, that will be the first foreign visit of Mr. Putin after inauguration and his election. Not always the visit of the head of the state to the other head of the state is called state visits. So there is something more. There is behind this will to visit first Beijing, the will of creation of multipolar world. China is without any doubt not just the part of global Western capitalist liberal economical and political system. China is already out of the system. China participated with it. China is connected with this, but it is totally independent pole, totally in sovereign civilization state. So there is no question, no doubt about China representing such sovereign pole and pillar of multipolar world order. The other pillar is Russia, without any doubt. Thanks to this communication and cooperation between two poles, two pillars, the other civilizational state want to join multipolar club, as the India, as Islamic world, as Africa, as Latin America. That doesn't mean that we are constructing, we are building alliance against someone. No. If the West accepts multipolarity, he can participate in construction of this multipolar world in a full right. But if the West will continue to oppose at any price to an emergency of this multipolarity, we will be obliged to fight against that, not against the West, but against hegemony and pretension to save at any price this falling apart unipolar world order. We have seen already many times when the West declares something that is rule, or they presume that is some rule or rules-based world order. But when it comes to contradiction with their interests, they simply change that. They have invited China in a full open global market. But when China has gained a kind of leadership in that, they started to impose some protectionist measures against the growth of China. So they are just changing the rules because that are their rules.
So my next question will come to the how could Russia overcome all those difficulties and challenges that it has experienced in past 2 years, because we see that a series of sanctions have been launched by the Western world. And but last year, we see that according to the data released by the Russian government, the Russia has realized about 3.6% economic growth. So how did Russia overcome all those challenges and realize development?
In order to answer your question, we need to make a kind of small and short research in the different versions of participation in the globalization process. Mm-hmm. So, you Chinese, you have very special experience in that. So, you have entered as more or less poor country delayed in its development. After the reforms, you have managed to use the participation in globalization to the favor of the China. Russian experience of participation in the globalization was quite different. First of all, we have lost honor. We have lost our geopolitical system. We have accepted Western values, Western system, Western type of constitution, and we have lost Soviet Union. And we have lost our industry, our economy, our financial system. We have lost everything during the 90s. So that are two experiences. Globalization, China's style. It is in the favor and the growth of independence and sovereignty of China. That is, and Putin, when he came to power, he started to restore the sovereignty of Russia. Sovereignty was put in the center of his politics. And when we were cut from the globalist Western economy, we did not lose anything, but we have gained because we were obliged to develop our inner possibility to find the way to construct or lost industry, national industry. At the same time, we were not isolated after that, but we have rediscovered that there is the world is not the only the West. There is such huge partner as China. We have discovered what is the Islamic world, who is willing to cooperate with us. And India. India is willing to cooperate, having Russian oil and gas. So we have discovered the other replacement for the West and Africa and Latin America. So we have lost the West, but we have discovered the rest, the huge humanity, the big humanity, the East Africa, the global South.
I remember that Professor Samuel said that Russia was isolated by the West, but the West has been isolated by the rest. Your quotes just remind me about Professor Tsar's ideas. We see that you have opened your social media accounts in China, such as on the Sina Weibo and also Bilibili.com, and many Chinese web users are following you, or they are going to change what are you going to say to the Chinese audience, to the Chinese public. Can you tell me why you have such kind of intention or interest to do that?
So first of all, I have great respect for modern China and for traditional China. I have written the book dedicated totally to Chinese civilization from the beginning to the modern time. I sing a glory of Chinese spirit, Chinese culture, Chinese philosophy, and that is book of China lover and admirer. So, and that is in general. Now I consider that we need to elaborate more the philosophical basis of China, Russian, French. We need to understand each other better, to know better our societies, cultures, civilizations, traditional values. They are very different. In order to promote the full-scale deep dialogue between two civilizations, I have decided to open our social network in China, and it's to propose to Chinese public open and very democratic discussion. It is I'm just expressing my opinion on what is going on in Russia, what is going on at the global level, how Russians we consider importance of China, and what principles should be put in the fundament, the base of our future relations. And after that huge wave of debate spawned. That was, for me, amazing. So I astonished. I didn't expect that. But I remarked that there was a kind of attack. Different persons started to use some fragments of my previous opinion of 90s, when we lived in totally different conditions. And I considered in 90s that China entering in globalization is losing its sovereignty. It is going to betray its traditional values in favor of global capitalism, betraying as well socialist and communist
And then you change your opinion because China has changed, and the change of China has surprised you that you didn't expect that. And then you become friendly and you support China-Russia friendship again. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. But that's the change was 25 years ago. That is not new change. Finally, I have changed my opinion after visiting China. I was invited by Zhang Weiwei, and I'm a member of advisors of CITIC Foundation.
Yes.
So I have discovered so many Chinese intellectuals. I have met them. I had serious and very fruitful discussions with them. So. And now I have totally different opinion, not only theoretically positive, but I am involved in the intellectual life of Chinese academic society. And more I know China, more I admire China.